Middle school is a battlefield of emotions, and no one captures this better than the story of Callie, a passionate theater enthusiast with purple-streaked hair and boundless creativity. For Callie, the stage crew is her sanctuary after facing the sting of rejection from her crush, Greg. When Eucalyptus Middle School announces their spring musical, Moon Over Mississippi, Callie's eyes light up with possibilities. As the newly appointed set designer, her mind races with visions of elaborate stage pieces, a working canon, period-accurate costumes, and stunning backdrops that would transport the audience to the Civil War era. There's just one small problem: the budget. Like all school productions, this show must make magic happen on pennies, a challenge Callie embraces with characteristic determination. What makes Callie so compelling is how her passion transcends typical middle school concerns. While she still experiences crushes and friendship dramas, her identity is firmly anchored in her creative abilities. When she talks about set design, her whole demeanor changes. She stands taller, speaks with authority, and displays a confidence that eludes her in other aspects of life. Haven't we all felt that transformation when doing something we truly love? The theater becomes her refuge, where artistic expression provides a common language that bridges differences, setting the stage for personal growth that unfolds throughout her journey. The theater department transforms with the arrival of identical twins, Justin and Jesse. Justin exudes theatrical confidence and craves the spotlight, while Jesse remains quiet and reserved, his talent hidden behind shyness that intrigues Callie. At the mall, Callie witnesses Justin practicing his audition song with captivating skill. When Jesse joins in, his voice proves equally magnificent but vulnerable, deepening her curiosity about why someone so talented avoids performing. This outing becomes pivotal for Callie's relationships. Justin confides he's gay. "I've never told anyone at school before," momentarily shedding his usual confidence. Jesse firmly declines Callie's encouragement to audition, stating simply, "I don't want to be on stage." Instead, he joins the stage crew at her invitation, creating a dynamic that will complicate her emotional life. What makes these friendships compelling is their natural development. No forced drama, just the organic complexity of middle school connections, forming through shared interests and mutual respect. The auditorium buzzes with nervous energy as auditions begin. Students clutch sheet music while Callie watches from the wings. When Greg's girlfriend Bonnie performs with surprising talent, Callie reluctantly admits she's actually really good, a small sign of personal growth. Justin approaches his audition confidently, but faces tough competition from West, a charismatic senior who captivates everyone. Meanwhile, Jesse resists performing despite Callie's encouragement. She impulsively shouts Jesse's name to the directors, only embarrassing him. "Why would you do that?" Jesse asks later, hurt evident in his voice. "Not everyone wants to be in the spotlight." This forces Callie to recognize she's projecting her own desires onto him rather than respecting his boundaries. When the cast list appears, it brings mixed emotions. Justin lands a good part, though not the lead, masking disappointment with theatrical bravado. These casting decisions reshape the theater department's social dynamics as everyone begins rehearsals, adjusting their expectations to reality. The workshop becomes a sanctuary where Callie and Jesse bond while building a canon for the battle scene. Creating together breaks down barriers faster than ordinary interaction could. "I've never built anything before," Jesse admits while sanding. "It feels good to make something real." His statement reveals his need for tangible accomplishment, contrasting with his brother's performance preference. Working side by side, Jesse confides, "People always think twins are the same person. I've spent my whole life being Justin and Jesse. I need to figure out who just Jesse is." This explains his reluctance to perform, his desire to establish identity separate from his flamboyant brother. When Callie suggests practicing slow dancing for the formal, her feelings grow. Later, Jesse's casual comment about asking Liz just for appearances hints he might be gay, a realization that will force Callie to reconsider her feelings. Tech Week arrives with a storm of problems. Costumes split at seams, light cues misfire, and Callie's crucial cannon refuses to function. Sleep becomes scarce as the crew frantically troubleshoots before opening night. The confetti poppers keep failing, Callie says, exhausted after her third late night. This detail has become her mission. The cannon must work perfectly to create the battlefield illusion. Low ticket sales add financial pressure. We need to sell at least 50 more tickets to break even, the faculty advisor announces, burdening students with concerns beyond their artistic ones. Relationship troubles compound these challenges when Wes breaks up with Bonnie before the final performance. "I can't go on stage," she sobs, locking herself in the dressing room. With no understudy ready, the production faces disaster. Jesse unexpectedly volunteers. "I know all the lines and songs," he admits. Having observed every rehearsal while working on sets, he's learned the entire show, surprising everyone except perhaps Callie, who has glimpsed his hidden talents before. Opening night arrives with that familiar mix of terror and exhilaration. Despite the chaotic tech week, everything transforms into living art before the audience. The cannon performs flawlessly, confetti exploding across the stage in a convincing simulation of Civil War combat. The audience gasps, exactly the reaction Callie wanted. This small triumph represents seeing a creative vision realized through persistence. Jesse's emergency performance saves the show, earning a standing ovation. For Callie, watching from the wings, this moment brings mixed emotions. Jesse's comfort on stage and chemistry with West confirms her suspicion. Jesse is gay. She realizes she's developed feelings for someone who could never return them. At the school dance, Callie finds Jesse, who had disappeared. He admits he left to be with West, who is still figuring out his sexuality. Jesse thanks Callie for helping him emerge from his shell. "If I was going to like any girl, it would have been you," he tells her, offering honest affection within genuine boundaries. As the school year ends, Callie feels unexpected emotion watching her designed cannon being dismantled. "We spent so much time building it, and now it's just gone." This captures theater's beautiful impermanence, months of work culminating in fleeting moments before disappearing. What remains are the connections formed during creation. The theater department has been transformed, with new friendships formed and old relationships reconfigured. Callie's appointment as stage manager for next year rewards her dedication and problem-solving abilities. Most importantly, Callie learns that disappointment needn't define her. Her unrequited feelings for Jesse evolve into genuine friendship based on mutual respect and shared interests. Rather than dwelling on what might have been, she embraces what is: a rich creative life, meaningful friendships, and growing self-knowledge. Middle school resembles a dramatic production, but finding your place in the ensemble makes the performance worthwhile. Sometimes the most important role is simply being yourself. In that authenticity lies the true standing ovation we all deserve.